Democrats demand resolution condemning police brutality as U.S. cities burn. By Hannah Blow on June 1, 2020. Several Democrats, including far-left squad members, are demanding a resolution condemning police brutality as violent protests and Antifa-like violence engulf cities across America following the death of George Floyd. Democrat Reps. Ayanna Pressley, DMA, and Ilhan Omar, DMN, in partnership with Reps. Karen Bass, DCA, and Barbara Lee, DCA, introduced a resolution condemning police brutality, racial profiling, and the excessive use of force. For too long, black and brown bodies have been profiled, surveilled, policed, lynched, choked, brutalized, and murdered at the hands of police officers, Pressley said in a statement. We cannot allow these fatal injustices to go unchecked any longer. There can be no justice for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, or any of the human beings who have been killed by law enforcement, for in a just world, they would still be alive. There must, however, be accountability, she added. From slavery to lynching to Jim Crow, black people in this country have been brutalized and dehumanized for centuries, Omar said in a coinciding statement, adding that the war on drugs, mass criminalization, and increasingly militarized police forces have led to the targeting, torture, and murder of countless Americans, disproportionately black and brown. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, also expressed support for the measure. Congress must lead in this moment and demand accountability. I support Rep. Ayanna Pressley's resolution condemning police brutality, racial profiling, and use of excessive force, the former presidential candidate said on Sunday. Their resolution also demands the adoption of reforms, including the establishment of civilian review boards and the broad call for sound and unbiased law enforcement policies at all levels of government that reduce the disparate impact of police brutality, racial profiling, and use of force on black and brown people and other historically marginalized communities. The proposal comes as U.S. cities descend in states of anarchy as protesters embrace Antifa-like tactics, setting fires and violently attacking police officers, many of whom have suffered injuries, including chemical burns to the face and broken bones, as authorities attempt to maintain peace and protect innocent businesses from the rioters' wrath. Violence, plundering, and vandalism have dominated major cities, from Santa Monica to Philadelphia, in the days following the death of Floyd. Such protests have been dominated by chaos. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis officer who was seen on video pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes, has since been arrested and faces charges of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter.